That was funny.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's another great day for drugs. The sun is shining bright. So pass the bong and let's all get high. It's another great day for drugs. It's raining hard outside. So pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high.
Hi.
It's another great day for drugs. My girlfriend's cat just died. So eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. It's another great day for drugs. The cops keep driving by. So snort a line and eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. Loving you is very nice, but not as nice as drugs.
Oh. The Don and Mike Show.
That was just wonderful. Yeah.
All right, this would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Tied forever at the kneecaps. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Come on, come on, come on.
All right, now. Time to talk to the whore of the year.
I love this.
As recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records.
I can't wait to find out how she got that title.
Are you ready?
I've got my suspicions.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, John Madden here.
Mike, of course, who's our favorite whore? It's TV's Frank Caliendo.
Frank Caliendo.
And Frank.
Oh, yeah, man, I turned it into a science.
Frank is such a whore. He not only comes on this show, he goes on every single show on radio now. God bless him. His show, Frank TV, is on, is it tomorrow night again, Frank?
Yeah, tomorrow, 11 Eastern, 10 Central. That's a whore.
On TBS, and he called up Robbie and just wanted the chance
to promote that.
To whore the show a little bit.
Well, go ahead, whore away, Frank.
And we're all about you, Frank, so whore it good.
Oh, it's an amazing show, guys.
Frank, what is amazing about it?
The me part of it. the Frank part, the Frank and Frank TV. The rest of TV is just TV. This is Frank. Hold on, I'm going to throw up.
How was the first episode received?
Very well. About 5-1, good to bad, which to me is fantastic. And it got some critical goodness and set records for late night cable. Cool. So. You know, the records were only like four people before that, but we hit 3 million people, right around 3 million people the first night, and that's huge.
That's a big number,
And you are Mr. TBS now.
I'm up there. It's me or, as Rob was saying off the phone, the King of Queens reruns.
Yeah. And Tyler Perry.
Yeah, Tyler Perry.
And I'm still old enough to remember when TBS was only famous for starting all their shows at 5 minutes after the hour.
That was the Ted Turner trick that he did at the beginning.
That's right, to fool you.
I forgot about it. And then all the Saved by the Bell reruns.
Yes, so
you know what? They're actually changing the name of Tyler Perry's show to Tyler Perry's House of Frank.
Hey, perfect. Well, yeah. What you have to do, Frank, is what Tyler Perry does. Like, I mean, I know it's Frank TV, but it should be Frank Caliendo presents Frank TV. Just like Tyler Perry, to get the name out there.
That would be overly piggish of me. I'm piggish.
No, you know what? What's overly piggish is calling Rob and saying, hey, could you guys get me on in prime time today so I can whore out the show a little bit? No problem. Love doing it for you, Frank. Really, we love doing it for you.
What I should do is start asking for 4 o'clock, early 4, because then I'll get in at about 5:15.
See, you are working.
Honestly, I don't care, because the fact that you guys – I don't know anybody else who you guys will talk to this much. So I am just in awe that I have the chance. You know what I mean?
We are desperate. You should know that come on, we are. Prime time on this show is virtually any time.
Yes,
Frank.
Yes, from the beginning to the end,
right,
always.
That's right, from the womb to the tomb.
You
although,
can't miss.
Really, I know that conventional wisdom would say you want to be like at 5 o'clock on a drive time show. Really, as the clock gets later, the audience gets larger
and more intense.
Well, I bet in that I've been in a lot of that traffic before,
so right now,
in some of your places.
There's a lot more people who are listening to you horror right now, and we hope everybody watches Frank TV tomorrow night on TBS. What do you have to? What is the funniest part of tomorrow night's show? Go ahead and whore it.
Hold on. Did you miss the part about 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central?
No, we got that.
We've got that,
you got
Frank.
That. Okay,
absolutely.
I'm just making sure on TBS.
What's the funniest part of your show tomorrow night at 11 o'clock on TBS?
I would break it down into 3 or 4 really funny parts, guys.
Oh, so that might be the whole show then.
No, it's honestly, this is why I wanted to call you on this one. This is my favorite show. It was originally the 4th show.
You're a liar.
And we like, no, I'm not lying.
Yes, you are.
I wouldn't lie to you.
It was the 4th.
Yes, you are.
It was the 4th show last week, wasn't it?
No, it was the 2nd show last week.
Oh, 2nd show, okay.
And this is if you look at the episode numbers, it's 104, but it's coming 3rd because we liked it more than 103.
Oh, got it, okay.
It's got a judge show. It's William Shatner as a judge,
nice.
Because he's played a cop, a lawyer. We thought, why not give him a judge show?
Nice.
And he judges everything based on 1980s T.J. Hooker episodes, which, you know, nothing beats a good Adrian Smed reference.
There you go.
We've got there's a sketch of what would Bush do if he'd been president during other difficult periods in history because of his ability to spin things for positive.
Right.
So it's like one in the Titanic sinking. President Bush comes on. Hello, America. I'm sure by now you've heard about our first attack against the evil Asperg Empire. And so there's stuff like that.
Right.
We do these crazy foreign commercials. One's Al Pacino for this drink called Bocce. And these Japanese businessmen are just hilarious while I'm in the back going, Bocce!
Well, you are whoring, and it does. And
I enjoy him whoring it, though. He's whoring it in a very nice way.
That's kind of, you know, that's the good thing about me. My whoring is entertaining.
Now, will we see more Frank TV in the future, down the road, like maybe next season? I mean, is there any commitment by the folks at TBS to more Frank TV?
Not right now, because we started at 8 and got cut down to 5 because of the writer's strike.
Oh, that's right. How you got screwed by the writer's strike.
Hey, Frank, if you could handle a real compliment, on your first episode when you had the Seinfeld people for 20 years from now, I know you wear the makeup and you do everything, but the Michael Richards physical stuff, I mean, your voice was great, but the physical stuff, you were really great doing the double take and the face with Jerry, and you're right about your Jerry. Your Jerry is pretty much just that one, you know.
One note.
What are we doing here?
The funny thing is I had a cold for all those characters, too. So that, like, so Jerry Seinfeld is cracking more than normal.
How do you do that when you do a scene where you're playing 4 separate characters and it's obvious that you've taped each one individually? How do you do that and get your mark and talk to yourself so that everything lines up neatly on TV?
Well, they play the stuff back. So I've recorded it all on voice. To do ahead of time, so I'm matching up to that.
So you play to the voice itself.
Yeah. Well, they pull out. Let's say I'm doing Kramer, and there's 3 people in the scene. They pull out the Kramer. I do the Kramer stuff live, and then they play the other 2 parts back. And then what they do is have other people stand in the spot on the screen where the other people would be, and I talk to those people. They're the same height as me. And I just look, you know, it's the eye lines that are.
What
important.
Is the toughest makeup as far as time consuming getting into it? Which is the most difficult makeup situation that you have to deal with?
I mean, I've got them all to be pretty close to the same. I mean, the Madden is an hour and a half. We did a James Lipton thing. Al Pacino, they're all an hour and a half.
James Lipton, I love.
Charles Barkley took about 2 to 2.5 hours. See, that is crazy. You're laughing there? That's crazy, crazy, crazy.
Crazy.
Terrible. T-R-B-L-E. Terrible. I was looking at my stereo, Don. It said bass and terrible, and you are terrible.
Terrible.
That's the one I got everybody. We did a sketch that comes down the line in a couple of weeks that's Barkley's My Five, his talk show. And he's like, Tiger Woods, you are out of my 5. Just keep kicking everybody out of the 5.
Too great. Frank, you're a giant whore, but you're so talented. Swear to God. Everybody, please watch Frank TV tomorrow night at 11 o'clock on TBS. And there's your plug. You whore, we love you.
Well, I'll be whoring it up soon because I think I'm coming to D.C. soon, too.
Oh, so. Yay.
Thanks, Frank.
I'll
call you. Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Frank Caliendo.
What a whore.
Guinness Book of World
but
Records.
He's our whore.
Hoo-ah.
Seriously. I mean, I love him. But he calls Rob. He Rob's the go-between.
Right. You guys, incidentally, they got me on that one, Buzz.
Yeah, me too.
They got me hook, line, and sinker. I was getting ready to talk to a woman who had slept with a lot of men.
No, and the last time we had him on, he was very specific with Rob. He wanted to be on at 5:15 because he thought that is
absolute prime time in the middle of our show.
And today we had him scheduled for about 5:30. Uh-huh. He had to wait a little bit, so hence his comment about you schedule me at 4.
Well, that's a shame that he kind of gets screwed on that writer's strike, but I hope we see more of Frank TV.
The whole time we were emailing back and forth for this appearance on the program, the subject line was $5, anything you want.
Anything you want.
He says, call me a whore, I don't care.
He's a great whore.
The best.
Speaking of great whores.
Hi.
Welcome back to the show.
It's time for the news.
And even greater whore.
This is the news.
And I'm not saying that Buzz is a whore.
Oh, you can.
Buzz has known some of the finest whores throughout history.
Yes. I mean, going all the way back to biblical times.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Trained a couple.
What's the very first whore you had, Buzz? What do you remember most about the experience?
The only thing I remember about the woman is she was very, very cold.
Very cold.
Well, it's time.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
It's time. Let me just ask you up front. There's no new, bad, breaking, awful stuff today, correct?
I can tell you that honestly. No,
all
there
right,
isn't.
Good. Well, then we'll get Buzz's take on the news.
You never know what can happen during a commercial break,
though.
That's
so true.
Buzz's slant on the news.
I'm not saying anything.
I know you know. When we come right back. And thank you, Frank Kelly.
This is the Don and Mike Show.